You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, as you know, I have had some crazy dreams over the years, including one dream that I shared with you guys that no matter how many times I try to upload, that video gets me an instant channel strike. However, I had a dream this last weekend that was so crazy that I have to share it with you. Now, the basis of this dream was a video that Poor Man's Podcast did where he was talking about how feminism is going to drive South Korea into extinction. Why? Because their birth rate is so severely below replacement level. And the feminists over there think that's a wonderful thing. Oh, yay, we're not having kids. Oh, yay, we're going to extinct ourselves. But then he asked a very important question. What are the men of South Korea going to do to save their culture? How far are they willing to go? And then, as I drifted off, the last thought that I had was a quote from TFM. Feminism ends when men end it. So, as I drifted into this dream, I was a security guard, but an extremely high-ranking security guard. So, here's what ended up happening. Every country decided to have a meeting, but America was not invited to this meeting. They made sure everything was secure, no comms, no nothing. They made sure America had a complete and total blackout. Now, in this meeting, all countries came to the same conclusion. Why are our birth rates so desperately low? Well, it's real simple. It's because of American feminism and American materialism, consumerism. Yeah, basically, we gave women too many rights. So, the newly formed world government said, okay, we have to stop this. We have to figure out a way to increase our birth rates so that way our cultures do not go extinct. So, the first two key points from the New World Government was one, there is no more cultural hierarchy. And second, there is no more racial hierarchy. This is survival of the species, people. So all that crap that we used to fight about, excuse me, that's now off the table. So once the world government decided to get everything together, they decided, you know what? Now we're going to go ahead and talk to America. So the world government came to America and said, listen, it is because of feminism that came from you and your overconsumption and materialism that a lot of our women in our countries tried to become like American women. And as a result, our cultures are teetering on the brink of extinction. So we're going to make this real simple. Either you join us in this endeavor or we're going to blow you off the planet. Plain and simple. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. So at first, America was like, oh, so y'all want to go to war because of what we did? Yeah. And there were a lot of other governments, that said, yeah, you tried to install puppets into our regimes. Yeah. There were a lot of pissed off countries who were simply waiting to get a piece of America. However, at first, America tried to talk tough, like, oh, okay, so this is how things are going to go. But America seemed to have forgotten just how bad it treated its own men. So every other country extended an automatic citizenship to every American man who was willing to walk away from America. And yeah, you had men packing their stuff, ready to leave. It didn't matter how old they were. Married men, single men, men across the board were like, okay, fuck this shit, I'm out. To the point that America realized, oh crap, the overwhelming majority of men across the board are ready to leave. And every other country, the world government, had troops stationed in Canada and Mexico, ready for an all-out war if America was not ready to get on board. So America finally said, you know what? We surrender. We'll get on board. So with that being said, the Great Purge began via social media. Yeah, all the feminists and man-hating women, their day had come. So before they could enact the Great Purge, they had to have the Day of Reckoning for the simps and the white knights. Yeah. So, of course, you knew there were going to be simps and white knights to try to step in the way of the men ready to actually get these women out of society. So that day, when it came, those simps and white knights were presented a choice: chemical or knife. Yeah, the men who were defending women, they were made into eunuchs, either by chemical castration or the good old knife. That way, those men could actually be branded. Yes, you were a traitor to the cause of the greater good. So since you proved that you don't have balls to do what needs to be done, we're going to take your balls away from you. Yeah, that rebellion lasted about a day around the world. So after that rebellion of the simps and white knights was put down, then the Great Purge truly began. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So the question became, where do we put these women? Naturally, we want to put them on an island, let them fend for themselves. However, Australia, the men of Australia decided, okay, we're going to abandon Australia and let women have this country. So Australia was henceforth renamed Womania. Yeah. And a 100 nautical mile blockade of world government ships encircled Womania. That way, no one could try to get there. And any man that actually was caught in Australia, aka Womania, no matter what country he was from, if he tried to get back, he was summarily executed. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was very harsh penalties for trying to get there. If a boat tried to go to Womania, it was sunk. If a plane tried to go there, it was shot down. Yeah, no fly zone established. The only aircraft allowed to fly there were the transport drop ships that were dropping women off, aka paratrooper style, on the island. Yeah. So, of course, the women of Australia, they were all celebrating. Oh, yay, we got Australia. We finally got the feminist utopia. Blah, 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 blah. Now, the reason why was because we wanted to see in real time just how bad things would get once men were taken out of the equation. So, yes, women from all over the world, feminist women from all over the world, were dropped paratrooper style onto the island. So, we all saw it. Surveillance. Oh, it was fun. They were having fun. They were burning bras, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, the first 6 months, oh, they were having a blast. However, once the systems started going down, things were not as happy as they thought they were going to be. Yeah, the power systems went down. The food started running out. Yeah, of course, there were doctors, there were female farmers and all that stuff, but the consumption from these women was far too much, far too quickly. Yeah, and there were constant flights around from around the world of feminist women and women who went to social media and were like, you know what, we hate men, fuck men, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, there were constant flights of women being dropped off to the island. But eventually, once the civility was gone, once the men were gone, nature took over. Mm-hmm. And people were able to see via surveillance just how bad things got in Womania. Yeah. Yeah. And when I say nature took over, yeah, nature literally took over. The amount of women who were bitten by funnel web spiders, oh, off the charts. You had women devolve into literal savages. Yeah. Yeah. It became a scene out of Mad Max. It was crazy. But, like I said, there were no men on the island. No systems were repaired. Everything fell into ruin to the point that you had literal packs of dingoes running down women. Of course, all the ammo that they had, everything that the men left behind for women to protect themselves, eventually ran out. So yeah, it became a desolate, dark wasteland. And the other women, the women who were conservative, who decided, yeah, I don't want that nonsense, they saw. They saw what their fate would be if they didn't get on board. So they was like, yep, I'm getting on board with this. I'm going to obey my man. We're going to be good. And of course, all the laws, the unfair laws around the world, when it came to divorce, they were all stricken from the books. Men at that point actually wanted to marry, actually wanted to work. Basically, with getting rid of feminism was a huge global reset. The markets reset. The consumerism reset. The cost of living went down. Everything actually reset. Why? Because women had their rights taken away. Women were put back into a natural position. And of course, society was able to finally start to heal itself. And a lot of men were like, yes, this is what we want. We want a benevolent patriarchy. Mm-hmm. And yeah, a lot of women, they were breathing sighs of relief because they didn't have to go to work. They didn't. And men were allowed, if they could, if they wanted to, men were allowed multiple women. So all in all, feminism was allowed to be put into a place, contained, and it eventually died out. Yeah, the women of Romania were begging the world government to allow men to come in and to actually fix their systems, but the world government said, nope, nope. Feminism has always said it didn't need men, it didn't want families. So yeah, we're gonna put you somewhere and let you die off. And pretty much, that was my craziest dream, gentlemen. Man, I must have a wild imagination. But still, even though that's a dream, you know, we still have in real time, you know, the question, what's going to eventually happen when men finally decide our culture has to survive? What are we going to do? What are we going to do? Because as we all know, in the real world, yes, it is because of feminism, American feminism, that a lot of cultures are dying out, because the women are like, you know what? We want to be feminists too. And yeah, no, a lot of countries are afraid of America's military might. That's why a lot of countries have subscribed to women's rights, to feminism. Yeah, eventually there's going to be something that's going to have to happen. Something's going to have to give, because South Korea, yeah, they're going to have to make a huge decision. Women talk about the patriarchy and this, that, and the other. No, they've never experienced a true patriarchy. And eventually, that's going to have to happen. And the women of South Korea, they might be the first ones on the firing line, to where their men say, you know what? Fuck it. We're going to take matters into our own hands. Yeah, they talked about how The Handmaid's Tale. Yeah, I think that might end up coming into play, because I don't think any man are going to just let their culture die because they don't want to piss off America. But hey, all that remains to be seen. Whatever happens, I'll be long dead and gone. But hey, hopefully those men will say, you know what? Fuck it. Our culture's not going to go just because we're afraid of America. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Let me know what you guys think of this crazy ass dream. And what would you do if you're in a position like that? If you are the ruler of a nation and your women decided, you know what, we want to be American too, so we're going to be like American women. What would you do? Leave it in the comment section below. And with that being said, ladies, in real life, in real time, all of you who believe that you have this power, this illusion of control, y'all need to understand something. And I said this before, and it bears repeating. Women of the world, it is because of the benevolence of good men that women of the world have become so bad in their behavior. Now, as we know, one of my favorite movies is The Screwfly Solution, in which the gender war actually did go physical. It did go hot. And literally within 6 months, women were wiped off the planet, except for one. But yet and still, if men decided one day, fuck it, we're going to end feminism, yeah, ladies, there's nothing you can do about it. Nothing. You may outnumber us, but our propensity for violence, yeah, you're not ready for it. And once the Simpson White Knights are taken out, guess what? You have nothing to do but either get down or get put down. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.